Want to know how one of our clients made $30,000 in one day? Well, let me share with you the mindset secrets that he deployed.
Hey, welcome to the Healthpreneur Show. I'm Uriel Kame, CEO and founder of Healthpreneur. You are listening to this because you are a health professional or coach who is committed and driven to growing a successful virtual practice or coaching business online. In these episodes, I'm going to give you the best of the best when it comes to marketing, sales, mindset, business growth in general to help you achieve those goals. So without any further ado, let's dive right in.
Welcome to another episode of Hashtag Winning. And I came across this actually yesterday. So one of our clients posted this in our group. And I'll, if you're interested, I'll share this in the video perhaps. But let me just read this really quickly to you. $30,000 Wednesday. How one big ticket client, or sorry, $30,000 Wednesday, one big ticket client. I didn't think I had the courage to try it, but I did a big ticket offer today. And he said, I watched this YouTube video from me right here on the channel about advice on high ticket clients. So previously he thought $29.95 or $3,000 was big. Then he watched my video and said, one big ticket, 30,000 client is better than 10 clients at $29.95. So he put together his best offer and he mapped out a bunch of stuff of what he included. And he was prepared for a downsell on the call. And he said, what the heck, let's go for it. So he gets on the call, patient is having a conversation with them and gets it in the conversation. He just sits in silence for 3 to 5 seconds and the patient says, I'm in. So anyways, he was validated by this whole process. Anyways, I'm sharing this with you because that video he watched is on this YouTube channel. And I want to tell you why 99.9% of people who are watching these videos don't do shit with them. And why when you become a client of ours or you commit to investing in yourself, everything changes. So was this video hidden behind a paywall? No, it's on our YouTube channel. It's on the channel. The difference is that our client Jason, months ago, made the investment himself. And that's the big distinction I want to share with you here. And I want you to write this down because this is everything. The transformation happens at the transaction. Let that sink in for a second as I let some of this espresso sink in. The transaction is when the transformation starts. So what that means is that as much as I appreciate you watching these videos, I really, really do. I've also been in this world long enough to realize that when we don't pay attention. And I'm guilty of that as well. Like I've watched plenty of videos on YouTube and I haven't done anything with them. Do you know why? Because they were free. And so the only difference that made the difference for our client Jason here was that he, because he invested in himself, not even in HBA, not in us, like he's not investing in us, he's investing in himself. That decision of saying, okay, now I'm actually going to actually do this stuff, like the very things that I know I need to do, I'm going to do. Because a lot of times it's not about getting new information. It's not about learning anything new. It's about doing what you know you need to do, but you're just not doing. And the easiest way to make that possible is just put yourself in a situation where it would be really painful if you didn't do anything. So you invest in yourself. And this is why your clients invest with you. Like your clients invest with you to improve their health. They don't know how to get where they want to go, otherwise they'd be there. And so if the first thing you have someone do is walk 30 minutes a day and they're like, well, I know that already. It's like, well, you're 100 pounds overweight. You don't know shit, right? You're not doing it. And that's the only thing that matters. A lot of people know a lot of stuff and they're also the most broke people I know. They're also the least healthy people I know. And the most successful people I know are the most humble. They're almost like self-deprecating. They're like, I don't know shit. And they realize that the more they think they know, the slower they're going to go. And this was my challenge when I started my business in 2005. I thought because I was a smart dude, graduated summa cum laude from one of the top universities in the world, played pro soccer, I'm a smart guy. Cool. Yeah, I could figure some stuff out. No. I'm not that smart. Okay. So I struggled for many years and I had to get out of my own way. And I think this is actually a bit of a problem in the health space where a lot of health professionals are almost too smart for their own good. Actually, like, let me ask you this. Doesn't it aggravate you when someone who doesn't have the expertise you have, doesn't have the degrees you have, doesn't have the experience you have, is absolutely crushing it relative to what you're doing? Now, one way to look at that is like, okay, great job, congratulations, I'm happy for you. But deep down inside, it probably annoys you. I was having another conversation with another client of ours, and he was doing well. His numbers, you know, he's about 400% return on investment. Pretty good, but I could visibly see in his eyes something was off. And we started talking and, you know, sharing some stuff about the journey, which I thought was very, very reasonable. And then I expressed gratitude for him sharing that stuff with me because I'm always looking to improve what we're doing. And I started to realize as he was talking, like, you know, here's a medical doctor, former like high-level military, you know, like someone who's got what it takes to be at the highest level in anything. And I also hadn't seen him that much in the program the last couple months. And I know when that happens, because I've been at this a long time, I know when that happens, something happens. And so we just kind of hashed this out. And so he talked about losing faith in the process a little bit, and he kind of pivoted in a bunch of different ways and started kind of doing his own thing. And I said, listen, that's fine. If it's working, amazing. I'm not here to say this is the only way to do things. We're obviously here to give you guidance and so forth. But I said to him, I said, can I be honest with you? And he said, please. I said, I think you're really underperforming considering what you're capable of. And that's sad. And he's like, fuck, I know. And he, like, I could see he was getting pissed off because he's like, I don't understand how these people are crushing it. And I'm this, and this, and I'm not where they are. And I'm like, first of all, like, let's not compare, you know, like run your own race. But second, use that anger to fuel you in the right direction. And I said, the only thing I need from you right now is I need you to re-engage. Because what's happened is like, it's almost like you're Tom Cruise in Maverick who took off the mask when he's flying, thinking about Goose and kind of disengaged. I said, I need you to put the mask back on and re-engage. He's like, all right, I can do that. The reason this is so important, and this is why you're so valuable for your clients, is it's very easy to disengage when something is free. You don't even engage with it in the first place. But even if you did, it's very easy to let it just fall by the wayside. But when you make an investment in something, well, now you have even more reason to re-engage and make it work. So the big premise I want you to understand from this is that the reason I can put out everything on YouTube, and I'll just grab a sip before this coffee gets too cold. The reason I put out all this stuff on YouTube is because number one, I want to give endlessly. And some people ask me like, Yuri, aren't you worried that people are going to just take your stuff and run with it and do whatever they want? I'm like, well, maybe, but what's the percentage of people that are actually going to do that? Maybe 1%. And if they did, and if that's you, listen, fucking send me a message on Instagram. Be like, yo, you've changed my life. I've done all this stuff. I'd love to hear that. But the reality is most people don't. And it's nothing wrong with each individual person. It's the human condition. So for me, it's like, well, number one, let me put out as much value as possible. If it helps people and they take it and run with it, great. If they don't, and they're like, man, this is amazing, and that builds trust with my viewers, and eventually you want to work with us, cool. But the other thing too is like, fundamentally, I know that not everyone's going to do anything with this. So it doesn't actually cost my business anything to do this. In fact, it's the most important thing I can do in our business, because at the very minimum, it's going to add so much value into our marketplace that at some point you have experienced so much value, hopefully, that you're like, let's go, let's do this. And I promise you, what will happen is even if you watched all my YouTube videos, the moment you decide to invest in yourself, you could literally just go back and watch the YouTube videos and your business will take off. And the only difference is that you invested in yourself. And that's why I say the transformation happens at the transaction. The moment you take out your credit card and you have that pain of disconnect of like, shit, I'm investing a good amount of money here. As soon as that happens, you unlock the vault to everything you want in your life. And that's it, right? Now, obviously, inside our coaching program, there's a tremendous amount more of support, implementation, accountability, a lot of stuff we don't necessarily share on YouTube as well. But I hope you get the message here. And I want you to think of this in the context of you and your potential clients. Right? People, like, we've all heard it, like, oh, like, I think I'm going to, you know, try this out on my own first, and let's see how it goes. How does that go? I remember as a trainer, when I was doing free consults back in the gym, making $20 an hour, I remember 45-minute consult / workout with a, you know, new member, and they're like, oh, this is a great workout. So I'm going to just try this out on my own for a bit, and then I'll reconnect with you. I'm like, okay, cool. So you're 150 pounds overweight, and all of a sudden it's going to change. All right. But I didn't know how to have those conversations. And obviously what happens? Nothing.
Quick little break in the show for you. Are you in our Healthpreneur Hub Facebook group? If not, I want to hook you up. I share some amazing resources in there, including free reports, videos, trainings, obviously more connection to me. And we have thousands of other health professionals and coaches who are in that group actively seeking to grow their business online. If you'd like to join us, let me hook you up with a link. It's healthpreneurgroup.com/hub. That's /HUB. Once again, that's healthpreneurgroup.com/hub. Go there now, join the group. And when you're in there, just drop me a little note to welcome yourself. Let us know what you're up to. And I look forward to seeing you inside, connecting with you a little more personally. And once again, that's healthpreneurgroup.com/hub. Now let's get back to the show.
I'll share one final story with you and then I'll end this off because I want to make sure that I enjoy my coffee this morning. In the comments below, let me know if you're into coffee, what kind of coffee you like. I'm always looking for good stuff. So last fall, we ran a pilot program, which is a free experience to work with us for 14 days. And we just want to give people a sense of like, hey, like, here's what it looks like to work with us and actually coach you as if you're a paying client, but for free. And then at the end of the 14 days, it's like, we're assessing you. Like, would you be a nightmare to work with? No, you'd be good. We think we can win with you. Cool. And then obviously you're assessing us. So it goes both ways. It's kind of like walking through a house when you're, you know, potentially buying one. So we have a number of people that are working with us in the pilot program, and we get to the end, and some people move into HBA, some people don't. And I want to share the dichotomy of this. So one individual, so I will not name, obviously, to keep it anonymous. This individual comes in and previously had also booked a discovery call with us or a growth session with us. Didn't enroll then. Several weeks later, did the pilot program. Okay. Goes to the pilot program, still doesn't do anything. He's like, oh, I'm gonna just kind of like get my program together and all this bullshit, which, by the way, we help him build anyways in the space of a couple days. So he decides to do his own thing, okay? Again, we had a couple dozen people join. One of them, because top of mind, I was talking with him yesterday, they just did $24,000 last month, right? And they've built up to that over the past couple months. So I want to share the difference in trajectory here. You have someone who goes through a bunch of free information, right? And they're like, cool, I got some stuff. Let me see how I can do on my own, right? And that person, 6 months later, is exactly where they were when they initially reached out to us. No further ahead, exactly where they were. Same old, same old. Meanwhile, our other client that I'm referring to here, $24,000 a month. Do you understand the difference there? Like, they had the same pivotal moment, the same decision, the same commitment to make. One went this way, one went that way. And the outcomes are dramatically different. And this is why, like, even the worst coaching programs are still a good investment. Because if you're the type of person who shows up, you'll get the work done. You'll get the results. Actually, I had an old client reach out to me on Instagram. This is years ago. I'm like, I don't even know who this person is. That's the warning sign number one. And she's like, hey, I don't have access to HBA anymore. I'm like, so I'm looking her up in the system. I'm like, yeah, you decided to leave 4 years ago. So why would you have access to it? Nut. And so I was kind of going through the notes and basically just the victim, blamer, bullshit, not doing anything. So she left the program and she sends me a DM on Instagram. She's like, yeah, like I wasted like $9,000 because she didn't pay the full amount because she's that type of person. She's like, I wasted $9,000. So I was like, huh, sorry to hear that. Did you not learn anything or build any skills? And here is her response. She's like, fortunately, no. And I'm like, that's really sad. That was my response. And then that's it. Like, what am I going to do there? So here's someone who, no matter what that person's going to do, they will struggle because they have a mindset. That's how losers think. That's loser mentality every single day of the week. You have other people, maybe like you, who's watching this channel for free, and you're extracting value, and you're doing the work, and you're learning things. And so for someone to say that going through a paid program, which is even better than the free stuff here, and not getting any value from it, it's like, hey man, all of that's on you. Value is an extraction game. Think about it this way. YouTube, like, that would be like saying like YouTube is a waste of money. It's a waste of time. It's not a valuable platform. Really? Really? There's no value on YouTube? Maybe there's, you just don't know how to extract value. Like, maybe you just don't understand how to take something and run with it and learn something and build a skill. So I share this with you because for the same experience, different people have very different outcomes because not of the experience, right? It's like, again, you go to a soccer match or a football game and 50,000 people in the stadium watching the same thing. Everyone has a very different meaning they give to it, a very different interpretation. You have one person who's crying after the game because their team lost, and you have another person who's jumping for joy because they won. And it's the same thing that happens in any of this stuff, is that you determine the meaning you get out of anything. And again, like when people ask me for a guarantee, I'm like, you're looking for a guarantee in an uncertain world, right? You're looking for certainty in an uncertain world. You're looking for a guarantee where in a world where you can only be the guarantee. I can't do the work for you, just like you can't eat for your clients. You can't do the workouts for your clients. That would be like going to my trainer and saying, hey man, I'm skeptical about this workout stuff. It hasn't worked out for me in the past. I'm like, well, maybe you're a bit of a lazy slob, right? Maybe that's why. No, I really did the squats and the deadlifts and the interval training, and none of that worked. Oh, okay. Very interesting. So I need to know, I need to have a guarantee that this is going to be different. As a trainer, what are you going to do? Like, oh, I guarantee you will get results? No, like, what if I don't show up? What if I don't do the workouts? What if I don't eat properly? Right? And it's like for you and your clients, their results are on them. Like in a coaching relationship, we're not talking about an agency where you don't do shit and they do everything for you, in which case they'll actually tank your business. But in the real world where most humans exist, you got to take ownership of how you show up. You don't take responsibility for your outcomes. You don't take responsibility for how you show up. You have no right to point the finger at anyone else other than yourself. And unfortunately, a lot of adults, we've talked about this many times, have adult baby syndrome, right? They don't take ownership for anything. Oh, I got scammed. I got this. I got that. You know, and it's loser talk. So when you are talking with prospective clients and they're saying like, I've done this and I know that, I know I should be drinking water. I know I should have protein first thing in the morning. It's going great. Well, why aren't you doing it? Well, excuse, 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 excuse. And here's the deal. Number one, you actually don't want what you say you want. Number two is you're not fully committed to it. You're not all in. You're giving yourself exit doors, right? Oh, I'm not paying. It's no big deal if I don't do anything. But as soon as you invest $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 in your health, now you're on the hook. What if this doesn't work out? Now all this mental shit comes up. And that's exactly the reason why you need to move forward. Because if you don't move through that resistance, you will never get where you want to go. The only way to get to it is to go through it. Being fat is very hard. Being sick is hard. Getting in great shape is hard as well. Being broke as fuck is hard. Building a very great, like a successful, profitable business is hard as well. Choose your heart. There's no easy path in life. Oh, it should be easier. Well, yeah, it should be easier if you want to sit on the couch and do nothing. For sure, take the easy path. If you choose the easy path, you live the hard life, right? You got to be realistic here, man. Like, I'm not saying everything has to be a struggle, but like great things, like why aren't most people successful? Because it's hard. Why are most people overweight? Because it's easy to be overweight. You just eat shit all day and you don't move, which is easier than doing the opposite of it. So anyways, coming back to why I started this video, our client makes $30,000 in one day from one client because he watched one of my videos, which is already on YouTube for free. But the difference was that because he invested in himself to work with us, he actually did the friggin' thing. The transformation starts at the transaction.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with me in today's episode. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have, here's what I'd love for you to do next, is if you're not already subscribed to the Healthpreneur Show, go ahead and hit that button wherever you're listening to this to make sure you do not miss a single episode coming your way. And while you're at it, why not leave a rating or review? It would mean a lot to me. And here's why. Because I lay in bed awake at night wondering, are you enjoying this show? Do you get a lot of value out of this? And I never really know until I hear from you. All kidding aside, I would really appreciate a rating or review because, as you know, the more people know about this show, the more people we can help, and your ratings and reviews make a huge difference. So thanks for hanging out with me once again, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.